The Fishing and Outdoor Report is brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of Highway 41 and D at Allenton, and by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing. Kicking off the Fishing and Outdoor Report each and every week, we talk to Gene Dellinger from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. Temperatures cooling down the last couple days. Gene, I know we're going to probably start setting ourselves up for a pretty good fall pattern, which hopefully is going to lead to a lot of people catching fish.
Well, it's all, yeah, the water's cooled down a couple of degrees, which is a good thing because we were hovering in that 80-degree area, which musky fishermen find kind of problematic. And obviously, the water starts to get pretty green and stuff when it's that warm.
So what about individual lakes? How is fishing going on individual lakes around the chain?
It's pretty decent, actually, up here in Mendota. They're still chasing some perch around and some bluegills, a lot of smaller fish. Action's okay. The walleye bite's a little slow. I talked to some guys, been trolling up here in 25 feet of water, so getting some pike with some crankbaits. Over on Monona, they're still chasing bluegills around down there. Anywhere from the weed line out to as deep as 40 feet of water. Of course, those deeper fish are suspended. The ones over close to the weeds are near the bottom. Haven't heard too much on the bass activity on the chain, although I'm sure there's some going on. I just haven't been talking to those guys too much here lately. Down in Wabisa, I know they're still getting some bluegills down there, a little bit of mid-lake drifting. There's a few perch on the weed lines in a few areas. I hear some of the guys doing pretty good over by the Green Lantern Bar, especially for bluegills, and then down by Rockford Heights. And then Lake Kiganza, I've been hearing a mixed bag down there, a little bit of perch action once in a while, some bluegills occasionally suspended out in deep water, and some of the guys from shore have been fishing over by La Follette Park, which is where the Ilaca Dam is on the east shoreline. In the evening, they've been getting a few white bass and a few walleyes there.
All I know, Gene, is what I've heard from an outdoor weather person was that the next 2 weeks, temperature's probably going to be a little bit below normal. And with those cooler temperatures in the water, I got to believe that things are going to really turn on, probably, hopefully, for the rest of the fishing season.
Well, let's hope so. Definitely, we got to get, you know, this water's going to cool down a long ways before we put the fall feeding bag on. But definitely, it gets more comfortable beyond the water, and the fish seem to be a little more cooperative. So fishing activity and fishing success stories hopefully will pick up in the next few weeks.
Gene, what about you guys? For people that are making their way over to the Madison chain and they want to stop in and visit and pick up some bait and everything, where are you guys located?
We were up on the northeast side of town. We're about 3 minutes from the Warner Bay boat landing. We're at 1411 Northport Drive. They can call us on the phone at 608-241-4225. Or they can check us out on Facebook at DNS Bait Deck.
Hey, Gene, as always, thanks so much for helping us out with this week's fishing report.
Let's bring in Todd from the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green Lake. Todd, what's the report today over in your neck of the woods?
You know, it's still, there's not a ton of fishermen, but at least it's nice weather, and there are guys starting to go back out. So I would think, you know, the next couple of weeks, usually in September here, it's really good fishing.
What does the cooler weather do to the fishing?
Well, first off, it brings out more fishermen. You know, it's kind of before hunting season starts, and so, you know, and the muskies seem to turn on a little more. September is generally the best month on Little Green for muskies. And then the panfish are still going to bite really good, and maybe the walleyes will start kicking in a little bit too.
All right. Anything else going on at Little Green Lake and at the Landing Bait Shop?
You know, we're just winding down the summer here. You know, Labor Day's coming up, and we'll still have some boat rentals and stuff like that. But, no, I'm looking forward to ice fishing. Let's get on to the next season.
Now, ice fishing, think about it, it's not that far away, is it?
No, it's really not. It comes pretty quick.
When do you get people start coming in talking about ice fishing and looking for gear?
Oh, usually in October, November.
Gotcha.
You know, right around deer season is usually when we start getting ice, and that's when guys are getting pretty jacked up about fishing.
Hey, Todd, if people want to find you at the Landing Bait Shop, where can they find you?
We're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. Just follow the signs.
Hey, have yourself a great Labor Day weekend, and good luck if you're getting out on the lake.
All right, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and now Mako Center Console boats, wants you to stop in and see their impressive showroom. 2021 models are now in, from pleasure boats to fishing boats. All Out Marine has the boat for you. Be sure to visit them for all your boating needs at their location on Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Tracker dealer.
He is our local professional. He's the guy that gets around and really knows where they're biting. I'm talking about Pete Hupp from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam. And Pete, I know you've been doing a lot of fishing over the last week since last we talked. But since last we talked, those temperatures have gone down very nicely, making it more comfortable for you guys to be out on the water. And I'm guessing probably more productive when it comes to actually catching fish.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely spend a little more time on the water with the pleasure boaters. Not that I'm against them, but typically you want to get on the water, get off the water
right
prior to that. But still been getting fish in the Madison chain has been good. Bluegills on Wabisa, Monona, Mud, basically all the chain, even some on Mendota. Still some perch on Mendota. Been goofing around on some of the smaller lakes in Marquette County and running the perch there, which has been pretty good. Been up to Green Bay and getting some walleyes and perch there. So, yeah, the bite is still going good all around.
All right. Well, let's talk specifically about what we can do locally. What have you been hearing or what have you experienced, say, on Beaver Dam Lake, Fox Lake, Lake Emily, anything that's close by?
Yeah, Beaver Dam, there's been some walleyes biting. They're not all legal, but there has been some decent fish caught, mainly that morning and evening bite, and the fish are still relating the structure.
Okay.
Moving up on them rock piles and maybe around the island, basically wherever they can get the young of the year or food, and they're coming in and feeding and then moving back out during the day. Fox Lake, I've been hearing bass and pike being caught. Not a lot of panfish. That does remind me, there is a kids fishery going on this Saturday. I'm helping out the owners of Leroy's, put it on. It'll be at Clawson Park Saturday morning from 8 to noon. And you can show up, even if you don't have a boat or equipment. There'll be boats there to take kids out. And quite a few are signed up already. So, yeah, we got trophies and stuff for the top three teams. And you bring in your five biggest panfish per boat. So that'll be a nice little event going on Saturday. But other than that, we have a three-day weekend coming up, so I anticipate there being quite a few people out trying fishing.
Yeah, I know we're coming into the time of the year, too, aren't we, Pete? We're maybe just a couple of weeks out from where those water temperatures start to really take a dip, and I got to believe that the feed bags are going to come on.
Exactly. Yep, that's what will happen here. Some of the water I'm seeing, like Green Bay was down at 74 degrees, where the other lakes are still at 78, 79 degrees. So, yeah. Get that dropping down 5-10 degrees, and you're going to see definitely fish biting really good.
Yeah, I tell you what, we got a lot to look forward to. Fall brings so many different great seasons, whether it's a hunting season or great fishing, all right before everything starts to turn. Typically, when do the lakes kind of get that turnover? Is it late November?
No, I would say we've had ice up already late November. I would say that last week of October, somewhere in the middle to last week of October is when we're going to notice that, and that's when the fish really get feeding.
Yeah, good deal. Hey, Pete, for folks that would like to go out and catch fish with you, how do they get a hold of Best Dam Bait?
You can call me at 608-609-2707, or you can find me on Facebook under Pete Hupp or Best Dam Bait. And the bait shop is at 1132 Madison Street. That's 24/7. So stop on in, get what you need, and get out there, and good luck.
Hey, and you have yourself a great weekend, and have fun with the fishery.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Rick.
You know, in the world of bass fishing, you got the haves and the have-nots. I got to tell you what, the guy that has a lot of haves is Rick Wendland. He is our angler that got the expert advice for everybody. And Rick, I know that there's been a couple of weeks this year, this summer, that you've struggled a little bit when it comes to hitting the water. But I got to believe with these water temperatures dropping, air temperatures dropping, we're going to start to see those fish turning on.
Oh, absolutely. You know, actually, we were out yesterday, and we had a really good day yesterday. You know, that's just it. With the big heat going down and the cooler nights, it's really starting to turn these fish on a little bit. And and they're back in their summer patterns. I mean, they're on rock piles yesterday. They're under trees. They're under docks. I mean, we had a really good day yesterday.
Rick, where were you fishing?
We actually went back to Park Lake over in Partyville. The bass population is really sustained back there again, and we had a really good day over there.
Have you had to do a lot of trial and error this year? Because I know that you've always had success on Fox. Like, you talk about Park Lake. You've been going over to Big Green quite a bit. You made it all the way up into northern Wisconsin for a tournament. Is it really depend on the time of the year where these lakes are going to be most effective, or what is it?
Well, if I knew that, I'd be fishing professionally, I think. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of lakes have their ups and downs. I mean, like Little Green right now to me is on a big downswing. I mean, there's still fish in there, but not like it was, you know, years ago.
Sure.
I talked to a guy that was on Lake Emily on Sunday, and he caught 37 bass on Lake Emily. So, you know, it just depends, you know, if you hit it right. You know, I'll go to Lake Emily tomorrow and catch two. I mean, that's just the way fishing has been the last month and a half. But, you know, in that hot weather, you know, I've said for 3 weeks in a row, these fish are sluggish. They're feeding in the morning. They're feeding late at dusk. And during the day when it's that hot, you know, those fish just get sluggish and don't eat. And I think, like, you know, this week and next week, you're getting some cooler nights back down in the 60s and cool the water down a little bit. I think it'll really help.
So right now, as we start to look at those water temperatures drop, because the forecast, just so you know, the forecast for the next 2 weeks looks like temperatures will be a little bit below normal. Do you start changing up your rigging for your when you're going bass fishing, or do you stick with what's been working with you so far this year?
Well, I think, you know, for me personally, it's years and years and years of, you know, late summer, early fall fishing. And contrary to what a lot of people think, a lot of bass move shallow this time of year. I mean, a lot of those fish that were hanging out in weed lines in 10 to 12, 14 feet of water, they're back up in 5-6 feet of water because the bluegills and the minnows are moving shallower because the water's a little warmer. And, you know, where there's food, there's bass. There's pike move up, the bass move up. And, you know, a lot of times, when I'm putting my boat away in October, I'm still catching fish in 2 feet of water because those fish are moving up because that's where the food is.
Yeah, and bottom line is we're coming into the time of the year it's going to be fun to fish, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And my biggest problem is, you know, in another 3 weeks or so, fish and shit gets put away and then duck hunting stuff starts coming out, so... I know early teal season opened up today, and there was actually some guys out on Fox Lake shooting them up pretty good the way it sounded.
Oh, you know, it's a great time of the year for everything. I mentioned this before. I will bet if you asked the majority of people in Wisconsin, they would tell you that fall is their favorite time of the year.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many things to do, and then bow hunting starts, duck hunting starts. The fishing is much, much better. I mean, yes. I mean, and even it goes into November. I mean, some of the best, the guys that I know that don't hunt, that fish in November, catch their biggest and most fish all year long in November.
That's awesome. Hey, for folks out there that are maybe want to go on a bass fishing trip, how do they get a hold of you?
You can give my cell phone a call. It's 920-948-8467.
Hey, Rick, thanks for the update.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Let's head to the fishtails in Fox Lake and bring in Dave. Dave, what are we hearing on Fox Lake and Lake Emily here these days?
Well, it's still been kind of slow, but it's starting to pick up, you know, as the fall cools the temperatures of the lake down. And, you know, there hasn't been a lot of people fishing in the real hot weather. But in the past week, people I've talked to that have been out there are starting to pick up, you know, some nice gills, occasional crappie. And then a few guys are getting walleyes, but very early and late in the day. And they're still getting pike and bass during the middle of the day.
Expecting to be pretty busy this weekend, Labor Day weekend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There'll be a lot of people out. The weather looks pretty decent. And, you know, a lot of people come up for their last trip of the year or start putting their things away after Labor Day. But Labor Day weekend's very busy.
Hey, you know, I was talking to Todd over at the Landing Bait Shop. He said people are already talking ice fishing in his shop. Have you had any people ask you about ice fishing here this time of year yet?
Not quite yet. No, we haven't transitioned yet. But, you know, ice fishing is so popular around here that people start thinking about it real early.
Yeah, Dave, tell us about Fishtails in Fox Lake.
Well, we are located right on Highway 33, downtown Fox Lake, right by the bridge.
Hey, thank you so much, and have yourself a great Labor Day weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Moving over, let's bring in Gary Engberg from GaryEngbergOutdoors.com. Gary, what's on the docket today?
Well, I guess, you know, we got September now. You know, this came pretty quick. And this morning at my river home on the Wisconsin River, I couldn't see 100 yards. The fog was so bad. We were down to 50 degrees last night.
Wow. What does fog do to fishing? Does it do anything besides just having to make it more difficult to get to where you're going?
As a matter of fact, if it's foggy where you have such terrible visibility, I wouldn't even go out. Because there's too many chances. You might hit a stump. You might not know, if you don't know the lake that well, you might hit a rock pile or a shallow water. As soon as the sun gets up enough, it burns off.
Gotcha. You got a topic today that we're going to hit on?
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about, deer season's coming up real soon. And I'll talk a little bit about that and then just a little fishing.
Sounds good. Let's hear it.
All righty. We got our deer season coming up real soon now. We're into September. The weathers have, the nights are starting to get a little bit cooler. I think deer will realize that, their hot time and the rut time is not that far away. And we got our bow season here in Wisconsin will be opening up in a couple of weeks. And deer numbers, as far as I'm concerned, I usually see deer every day around my house and when I'm driving around towards Sauk City or Mazomanie. And this year I have not seen probably 75% of the deer I normally see. I used to see deer every day if I drive to town, but I don't know if when we had the years with the all the extra bonus tags and stuff like that, you might have knocked into the herd a little bit, because around here, it's mostly state and federal land around my house, and so there's no one out there scaring deer around, but we're just not seeing that many. But the most important thing to anyone who's going to be deer hunting, and they should have probably been doing it already by now, is getting out, making sure you have a place to hunt. If you're hunting on private land, make sure you have the okay from the landowner. Anytime, you should be out scouting deer right now, because they're creatures of habit. They're going to be following their own trails. They're going to have their bedding spot, and then they're going to be going to another spot where they're going to be feeding. So you want to try and find a spot kind of in between. And like I said, if you have permission to hunt on any private land or own it yourself, go out and do a lot of scouting as much as you can. Get yourself a good pair of binoculars. There's binoculars that'll be useful for you at all price ranges. I would recommend a company right in here in Wisconsin in Bartlesville called Vortex. They've only been around about 5 years, but they make some fantastic optics, and their prices are very fair. So check out you can find a Swarovski or Nikon, and those are all big buck, scopes. But check out the Vortex, and it's pretty good. But get out in the woods. Get out in the areas where you hunt. Find the spots where the deer are moving. And, if you're hunting in a new place and you're not sure, if you walk out opening morning to hunt, you're going to be able to see where you're going. Take some of that fluorescent tape you can buy in the hardware store and put it on a couple trees as you walk into the woods wherever you're going, and then you always be able to find your way out. And that's another thing you can do on public land, too, because you're not going to be defacing any of the trees. Just a little bit of, fluorescent tape on it, and you're fine. And people should not just boo-poo public land in Wisconsin here. We've always had a good deer herd, and I'm sure the numbers will probably be about average this year. But you can got to do as much scouting as you can. Talk to the farmers. Be nice when you go up to them. Look presentable, and you'll probably find a place to hunt. But the main thing from now is to do some shooting with your bow, shooting not just in a standing position, do some shooting in all different positions, or you might be in your tree stand. You can put your tree stands up for scouting, make sure they're good and secure, and then be as safe as you can. But do a lot of shooting. The shooting is, people miss a lot of deer or wound a lot of deer, and now you got, with all the fancy bows and stuff now, get out and shoot as much as you can, even if it's just in your backyard. But if you can go out where you plan to hunt, go to those places, areas, try and go early in the morning when the deer start moving, and then again in the evening when they're going to be going back to bed and feed. And as far as fishing goes here in this part of Wisconsin and even northern Wisconsin, the Wisconsin River was very, very high for the past week. we've had, you know, a fair amount of rain in the last month or so, but the river is starting to do real good. There's a good population of walleye and saugers. You can catch those, but also people don't realize that the Wisconsin River from the dam in Prairie du Sac and anywhere down, you know, you got 85 miles till you reach the Mississippi, but the we've had a lot of muskies, you know. I don't know if they came in from Lake Wisconsin or if they came up from the Mississippi River, but there's a fair, there's been some 50-inch muskies caught, and people can go to Canada their lifetime and not catch one that big. So, you know, good fishing is, you're going to have, the fishing will do nothing get better. As the fish in the spawn, they're going to start, you know, these cooler nights are going to tell them, hey, it's getting about that time, even though it's still a little bit early. Once you get into October, they're going to be trying to bulk up as much as they can for the winter. And, you know, just, you know, you can look on the DNR website, which is an excellent place for information. They can give you all the rules this year on stuff. Make sure that you have, you know, a valid license and everything. And another thing, Wisconsin has an early green wing, blue wing, teal season for ducks, which opens in September for, I think, about 10 days. With that, you have to have a federal duck stamp and a state duck stamp and your small game hunting license. But there's a lot of ducks around. You feed them all winter. I have 50 Canadian geese and 50 mallards in my backyard every day. You know, so there's plenty of geese around. It's not all the geese that people shoot migrate from, you know, up north, Canada, Minnesota. You know, we have a good population here.
All right, Gary, how do people get in contact with you if they're looking for more information?
You can get a hold of me at www.GaryEngberg.net. Or I'll give you my phone number, too, area code 608-795-4208, and the number's also in the book.
Hey, have yourself a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you very much.
Today's Fishing and Outdoor Report was brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, SunTracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of 41ND at Allenton, and by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing.